This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, November 25. Why seek the living among the dead? Our reading comes from Luke chapter 24. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the woman took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly, two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still with you in Galilee, 'The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again.'" Then they remembered his words. Some years ago, I accompanied a group of midshipmen on a trip to Israel. We visited many sites, including the places where Jesus died and was buried. It was fairly easy and yet painful to picture myself at the crucifixion, where Jesus died on a cross for our sin. I could relate to the words of a hymn, "Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers." Then we visited the site of Jesus' empty tomb. A church is now built up around it. I tried to imagine myself at the resurrection too. The question echoes through the centuries. Why do you look for the living among the dead? Jesus' resurrection site is impressive. Throngs of pilgrims wait patiently to see and touch the empty tomb. Did any come to try to validate their faith, as if they might actually hear the women's reports and see the angel standing there? In a way, that too would be like looking for the living among the cold, dead facts of Jesus' empty tomb. How do we find the living Jesus today? Consider this. Begin each day by inviting Jesus to be active in your life. 2. Today, live in a way that shows you belong to him. 3. Keep in touch with Christ, listening to his word and talking with him in prayer. And 4. Be on the lookout for Christ in every activity and interaction. Indeed, why would we look for the living Lord among the dead facts of this world? He is alive, and he wants to lead us into full life. Pray with me. Risen Christ, be present and real to us, and confirm our faith as you engage with us today. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.